And with that, we say VWS and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek here with you once again for another hour or so of great polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. Today is Friday, November 22nd, less than a week away till Thanksgiving. I hope you're getting ready, getting all your food ready, your turkey and all that stuff. I got a few things ready. I bought my turkeys last week, so they're in the deep freeze, ready to go. Slowly picking up stuff from the store, you know, cranberry sauce and cornbread mix, things like that. So a few things I'll pick up right at the very end, but getting ready. Going to spend the next few days cleaning the house. It needs a good, thorough cleaning and dusting. You know, when you get busy in the fall season, it just gets kind of hard to concentrate on those things. So me and Marcy will be spending some time cleaning this weekend, but should be a beautiful weekend. Going to get some stuff in. Otherwise, go out and enjoy the nice weather. Hope you guys are having nice weather where you are. It's gorgeous down here in Central Texas right now. So I know there are a few storms throughout the area, early blizzards, things like that, but hopefully you guys are doing well. Start off the show there with the City Polka Boys doing their version of Clover by the Water, and I played that in honor of Benny O'Krulik, who unfortunately passed away just 2 days ago on Wednesday. Benny was one of the founding members, the originators, the creators of the City Polka Boys out of Houston back in the 1970s. And it was very sad to read this morning of his passing. So I want to send condolences out to Benny's family and friends and all those fans out there. Great band. Always enjoyed their music. And so cheers to Benny. So great polka musician. Sad to see that he's gone. So with that, we have a good show this week. I think you're going to enjoy it. Got a lot of good music on here. We're still doing our polkas A to Z. We're going to go all the way from end, almost all the way to the end of the piece. We're moving along. We're almost into the R. So we're gonna wrap this thing up in a few weeks. So let's get on into it. Here's a band out of Shiner called The New Edition, and we're going to kick things off with the Eyes of Blue Polka. Thank you.
catch Coca-Cola. Mama sent me don't cheat. Yes, and everybody. Madre, oh yeah, oh she. This is a versichka. This is what you spent on. On your mother, versichko. This is what you spent on.
Some old-time Polish music right there. Wrap up that set. Let's go back and see what we were listening to. Like I said, we started things off with the New Edition, The Eyes of Blue Polka, right after that. One of the newcomers on the Texas polka scene. It was very nice to meet this young man down in Hosteen last month. Zach Novak, doing a great, great version of the Round and Round Polka. Zach, that's one of my all-time favorite polkas. I'm glad to see that you did a version of it. And some great accordion work there. I really enjoyed that. And good work on the vocals, too. Really enjoyed that as well. And then we wrapped that up with the godfather of Polish music here in Texas, Steve Okonski and his band. Polka Time, one called Stop That Fighting, Boys. So there we have our first set down. Let's keep rolling on now. Here's a band out of Nebraska called the Old Timers. Really like this band as well. They're going to do their version of the Scarecrow Polka. Thank you.
schauen zu ihm, was hält unser Füßen, da liegt uns die Welt. Und darum komm mit mir, das alles zeig ich dir. Wir werden glücklich sein, dann in den Bergen sind wir ganz allein.
Some more Nebraska music to wrap up that set. Let's go back and check out what we were listening to. Like I said, we started things off with a band called the Old Timers, doing one called the Scarecrow Polka. Followed that up with Oma and the Oompas from down in New Braunfels. Polka time, one called Indenbergen. And we wrapped that set up with the Omaha Czech Brass Band, doing their version of the Foundling Waltz, another one of my all-time favorite songs. So, nice set there. Let's roll on now with some music on the Bluebird label, an old 78 out of San Antonio. And I want to thank, like I said, the YouTube channel, Mr. Magistrapulse, for posting this and allowing me to copy the audio off of it. This is really cool. This is a Mexican band that recorded on the Bluebird label. They're called Orquestra Parajo Azul, otherwise translated into the Bluebird Foreign Band. And they're going to do one polka. It's called the Crazy Polka.
Thank you. so wunderschön wie heute. So ein Tag, der dürfte nie werden. So ein Tag, auf den ich mich so freute. Und wer weiß, wann wir uns wiedersehen. Ach, wie bald werden die schönen Stunden, die wie Wolken werden. So schön wie heute, so ein Tag, der dürfte nie vergehen.
Mraku vychází, myslí večku.
Oh, yeah, who else? The one and only Joe Patek Orchestra right there wrapping up that set. Let's go back and check out what we're listening to. Like I said, we start things off with a band out of San Antonio, the Orquestra Parajo Azul, the Bluebird foreign band, doing the crazy polka from 1937. Wow, that's an old Bluebird 78 right there. Followed up with a little more northern music, the Les Palmer Orchestra, doing their version of the New Ulm Waltz, a very fast version, as I will admit as well. Sonny Patalik's Classic Sounds Combo, which is basically just Sonny Patalik playing all the instruments. Back in the MIDI days, you can hear some of those MIDI instruments back in the early 90s. That was the very beginnings of computerized music, so it still kind of has that MIDI sound to it. You hear some of that on those early Doika Brothers recordings as well. Anyway, Sonny Patalik doing his version of So Ein Tag, Such a Day Waltz. We do that a lot during our Oktoberfest season with our band. And, of course, like I said, we wrapped that set up with the Pateks right there doing the Deer Waltz. So we're about halfway through the show. Let's keep rolling on now with a band that I think actually sounds a lot like the Pateks. It's the Pavelka Orchestra out of Corpus Christi with our good buddy Mark Rebicek on drums, doing their version of the Dreamland Waltz.
Deixa a lei espir, paz me né. Sempre
Oh, yeah, some beautiful music right there from the Don Peachy Orchestra. Their version of the Isabella Waltz right before that. We had Adolf Pavlis and his Gold Chain Bohemians out of Schulenburg. Back from that old Texas Czech Bohemian compilation that Arhuli put out many, many years ago. I always tout every time I can. It's a great compilation of early Czech music. If you've never had it, go grab it. I'm sure you can find it on the internet for, you know, not a lot of money. Of course, that's one called the Divorced Polka. And like I said, we started that set up with the Pavelka Orchestra doing the Dreamland Waltz. So we're going to continue on now with some nice accordion music out of West. The great Jerry Petter. Some solo accordion music here doing the Cottage Below the Mountains Waltz.
Thank you.
All right, some more Polish music on this show this week. The Polish Eagles out of the Brenham area, the Chapel Hill area, doing the new Chapel Hill Special Waltz. Right for that, we had Carl Palata and his brass band from one of those old Czech 78 recordings. One called Tonic na Cest, number 6 polka, otherwise known as Songs of the Road, or Music of the Road, or Dance of the Road. I'm not sure exactly how that translates, but a road dance, I guess. So some music from the old Czech Republic, and like I said, we started that off with Jerry Petter, some nice solo accordion music on the Cottage Below the Mountains. So we got about one full set yet to go, so let's get back into it. Kick things off with some more northern music. Here's the Polka Padre doing a really rocking version of the Redbird Polka.
Thank you. мамалечко, кіпітку розмаринову на заграце. Покала пара пара же, же мої так і укаже.
Oh, yeah, our good buddies right there. The Praha Brothers wrapping up that set. Let's go back and check out what we were listening to. Like I said, we started things off with the Polka Padre doing the Redbird Polka. Followed it up with a band out of the Dallas, Ennis area. The Polka Patriot Orchestra doing a very fine version of Fly Me to My Homeland. And like I said, we wrapped that up with the Praha Brothers doing the Under the Pines or Under the Pine Tree Polka. And little shout out to the Praha Brothers. They're going to be at Sefcik Hall next Wednesday, as they always are, for their pre-Thanksgiving dance. They always have that the night before Thanksgiving. So if you're in the Sefcik Temple area, go check them out. I don't think I'm going to have time to make it up there. I'm going to be busy getting ready for Thanksgiving. But if you do head out there, tell them Dennis says hello. So, and with that said, we are done for this week. Got one more song to go, but hope you enjoyed it. I think this was a really good set, this particular show. I think they're all good, but for some reason, I really, really enjoyed a lot of the songs on this particular show, just the way it kind of shook out as far as the alphabet goes. But like I said, I think we might be through with the P's. I don't know if there's any more P's after this next band. We might be moving into the R's right off the bat on the next show, but for sure, we're going to get to the R's, probably all the way into the S's as well. But we're moving on. We're moving on. We'll get it done by the end of this year, I promise. So we're going to get on here with one last tune, a band called Push, P-U-S-C-H, Push and Pull. They're going to do their version of the Yankee Waltz. But I want to thank all you guys for checking out the show. I always enjoy seeing all the clicks and everything and how many people download the show. So thank you all for listening. Hope you all have a wonderful and safe and happy Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a few days off. Definitely looking forward to the UT A&M game next weekend. It's been too long since we have not had that game. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Whichever side you pull for, it's going to be fun. So until next time, I think I'm going to try to have a show maybe next Friday or next Saturday. So we're going to try to get these out once a week or so. So be looking for that over the holidays. But like I said, we're going to get out of here with Push and Pull, doing the Yankee Waltz. So until next time, you guys take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.